Local government and business representatives took turns voicing concerns and questions about federal programs and legislation. Icicle Seafood's Chris Norris thanked Young for working on an issue with a visa program that allows foreign students to work in Alaskan canneries during the summertime. The U.S. State Department has proposed no longer allowing the cultural exchange visa students in manufacturing and packing plants, including seafood processing plants. Young said he'd continue to seek a solution to that problem. And School Superintendent Rob Thomason pressed for a continuation of federal funding for counties and school districts near national forest land like Petersburg.
The timber receipts are really critical to the city of Petersburg and the school district. We get about, correct me if I'm wrong, a million plus a year from timber receipts in that order, and flows through to the school, and that would be a huge hit. I mean, either let's start logging or let's keep funding, but let's do something.
Young thought school funding would be renewed in some form.
The House has a bill.
Is that 4019?
Yeah. And we are thinking we will be able to move that bill. It is somewhat difficult because, again, everybody wants to cut back on the budget. But the reality is you wouldn't have to do that if we had an industry. Mm-hmm. And so I think they're going to have to pay for it.
The bill mentioned would be similar to the old forest or timber receipt program for funding schools and roads in the nation's forest. But the measure takes it a step further by requiring the Secretary of Agriculture to generate a predetermined amount of revenue through timber sales, mining, hydropower, recreation, and other projects. That would replace the current system, which is funded by the U.S. Treasury. That bill was introduced in February by Washington Republican Doc Hastings and has no co-sponsors. Meanwhile, a one-year extension of the current Secure Rural Schools funding system passed the Senate this month. On local projects, Harbor Master Glo Wallen thanked Young for federal funding to dredge the North Harbor. He responded while bumping into KFSK's microphone.
You're quite welcome for the money. You better enjoy it because it's going to be awfully hard to get more money.
Yeah.
Because they've done away with the earmarks.
That's
they've done away with the earmarks. Yeah. You heard me. I said they've done away with the earmarks.
I know. And we're a lobe on that ear.
Wallen also voiced concern with federal regulations that impact harbor development. Government regulations were an issue for several people in the room, including Julianne Curry with the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association.
Whether you're trying to harvest timber or you're trying to develop hydropower, whether you're trying to harvest marine mammals, which is your right as a subsistence and native user of this state, whether you're trying to wash off your deck on a fishing vessel. It doesn't matter what it is. We're being overregulated out of business. And I think it's great to sit here and focus on the future of our economy. But if it's too expensive to get into the business or you can't even dredge your own harbor anymore, then where are we? Then what do we do?
Young said the problem was both with federal and state regulation. And he said the state should work on behalf of communities trying to meet federal requirements. As an example, Young said the federal government required the city of Kenai to install a $27 million plant to reduce naturally occurring arsenic in drinking water.
And then last year, they're told if you go put a new plant in at the cost of $27 additional, the city can be fined because it's a utility. Now, you can have your own private well and pump all the water you want. But again, it's natural arsenic. Why in the world would you want to clean up something that's natural, that does not do you any hurt? They've been drinking that water for 10,000 years, but oh, someone back in Washington, D.C. changed the rules. And by the way, you used to take arsenic for medicine.
Young has sponsored a measure called Stop the Regulations Please Act, or the STRIPT Act. It would put a 2-year moratorium in place on new federal regulations, and it would repeal rules implemented in the past 2 decades during both Bush administrations as well as the Clinton and Obama administrations. That bill has had 17 co-sponsors and no hearings. Another of his proposed bills would also put in place a moratorium on new government regulations. Ross Nanook III asked about progress on legislation to recognize 5 landless Native tribes, including Petersburg, not granted land under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. Young blamed other federal officials and environmentalists for opposing his landless legislation.
You know, I've introduced that bill 10, 15 times now.
I know you have.
And I work on it all the time, and my biggest opposition comes from the Forest Service and from the Park Service and from SEAC. And it's not your right to have that land. And that's the biggest argument we have.
The The congressman introduced House Resolution 1306 last year. It's the Unrecognized Southeast Alaska Native Communities Recognition and Compensation Act. It's been referred to a House Natural Resources Subcommittee, but has had no hearings and no co-sponsors. Young also introduced legislation last year amending the Marine Mammal Protection Act to loosen restrictions on purchase and sale of sea otter pelts by Alaskan natives. The Petersburg Indian Association's Will Ware voiced concerns about enforcement of laws on hunting sea otters for Alaska natives.
The vagueness for our hunters, and I'm a hunter of sea otters, it's just grossly vague on what you can and can't do and how you can do it. And there's a lot of folks across Southeast, you'll hear it in every small community you have, that not only are they scared to go out and shoot a sea otter, but they're scared that there's sting operations out there to capture them if they do.
Ware also wanted better consultation between federal agencies and tribal governments like the PIA. Others at the meeting also asked about debt relief for student loans, encouraging banks to loan money for small business expansion, and vocational education for the marine services industry. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicky.